Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 836 and a half, up 4 3/4. July 830, up 8 1/4. Soft May wheat, 716 and 3/4, up 9. July 726, up 10. May corn, 502 and 3/4, up 8 3/4. July 508 and a half, up 9. September, 503 and a half, up 7 1/4. December, 499 and 3/4, up 5 3/4. May soybeans, 1477 and 3/4, down 3. July, 1468 and 3/4, down 2. September, 1284 and a half, up 3. November, 1226 and a quarter, up 3 3/4. May soybean meal, 491.70 up 50. July, 482 up 160. May soybean oil, 4097 down 32. July, 4115 down 36. June live cattle, 138.17 and a half up 12 and a half. May feeders, 183.25 down 25. May lean hogs, 116.40 down 82 1/2. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Seems like a week we're going to find out what the market is made of, given the declines that we saw last week down to suspected support levels.
Well, that's going to be a trading affair here in the short term. You know, there's a lot of news items out there to push the market both ways. Probably the main feature here this morning is spread unwinding. We're seeing them on the beans particularly, so in the old buy the new, unwinding the bull spread a little bit. And in return, it's unwinding the corn bean spread and so forth. Corn's up, beans down. The trade bought beans, sold corn about all winter long. Seen unwinding in that. They bull spread the bean market all winter long. They're kind of unwinding that here today, so see what develops. Wheat's probably got the most support starting out the week, seeing continued dry conditions out west. Some areas saw some frost freeze that could have done a little bit of damage. Then too, the unrest continuing to persist there in Russia and Ukraine also has got a little bit of fire under the wheat and corn markets, Dave.
So that's keeping downside support. I suppose against that we have to look at better prospects in Australia.
Well, it received some rain there in some drier regions. They're going to be actively sowing wheat here as they move into their winter time frame. So we'll see what type of news comes out of there. As far as wheat news goes, particularly the Black Sea continues to underprice the world market. So if there's any business to be had, it seems to be going there. It seems like Egypt wants to be the running for the Nobel Peace Prize. Last week there, they bought 55,000 tons from Ukraine and 55,000 tons from Russia. So maybe they'll be in there trying to ease tensions in those two countries.
Let's go ahead and then look further into the week when we will turn our attentions fully to the WASDE release on Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be the next event other than weather and world events between now and then. But for the most part, trade's going to be anxious to see what the WASDE numbers are. You know, still have a few moving targets to dial in. I don't know if we'll have a big market reaction until we get more into the growing season to see what type of yield number to put on corn and beans particularly. as far as planted acreage, we'll have to monitor that week to week in through here and see what the tone is. As far as planted acreage goes, it's going to be that last 4 to 5% of the crop going into the ground. That's going to be the key factor because, you know, that could add up to close to a billion bushel in production. But for the most part, they'll fine-tune their numbers Friday, then the trade will move forward and continue to watch
weather. Yeah, the number that everybody ought to be taking a little peek at, and that's the one that comes out in this report, is corn yield. We'll get an updated number from that February census figure, which was, I think, 163 and change, and that'll be based on weather through May 15th.
Well, they'll, you know, continue to be optimistic. They got great faith in the American producer. He does an excellent job in producing corn and beans, and as of right now, you know, production is expected to be decent. The areas that will continue or suffer first will be the Western Corn Belt. There's been a few showers. That dry area in the Western Belt has shrunk a little bit or pushed the dry air further west, but, you know, as we get more into the growing season, we'll see if that dry area expands back to the east. So it's going to be an emotional market. It's going to create a lot of ups and downs. It's going to create a lot of opportunity for the trader to make a lot of money and lose a lot of money.
Turn your attention to soybeans. What are the features there?
Well, like I mentioned, the spread unwinding, the dynamics of the market is quite interesting from the perspective that in past history, when we've gotten into this May-June time window, the market talked about bean imports, meal imports, and that was quite bearish to the market, just the thought of that. But here we are. We've been looking at that news for well over 2 months now. We're seeing a situation where some of these sales to China are being absorbed here in the U.S. and the importations. It just signals that this bean crop still is relatively tight. So when we go into Friday's numbers here, we'll see what the WASDE numbers show for this old crop supply-demand balance sheet. There's still some activity to be had there, Dave.
So do you think July soybeans still has $15 or better in it?
It wouldn't surprise me. The thing is, we've had a good run up and through here ever since January, so the market's in a position to correct. If we do see some higher bean values here, it's going to probably be later on here in the growing season, when we traditionally get a bit of weather scare, that'll be the time window to see this market move higher if it does.
And if it does the November run with it, and could we see 1275?
Well, that's a good question. Short term in through here, November's back to this 1235, 1237, and 1250 area is going to offer some resistance to look at. When you look at an extreme run here on the front end, it's going to be bull spread again. Currently, that July-November spread's in this 242 area. What would happen more than likely is the trade will bull spread. They've been real comfortable trading that spread, and the Julys would run, and Novembers would follow somewhat, giving producers opportunity to try to get some sales off at some higher levels.
So overall, the risk more still to the downside.
As of short term in here, the risk is to the downside here over the short term. We've had a good run in here. The market's due to correct or consolidate for a while. Typically, when you get the planters rolling and things go on the ground fairly smoothly, it's hard to get a big up move to materialize. Technically, the charts, particularly beans, are, you know, showing some signs of a double top in through here. So guys got to kind of watch it through here and see what develops here this week.
And your anticipations for basis?
Well, basis should start to hold or firm in here a little bit here over the near term. Traditionally, whenever producers seem to get busy with field work or the heat of field work, traditionally that basis holds together. So we'll monitor that as we go through the planning progress.
Thank you much, Kurt.
All right, take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, May corn, 501.5 up 7.5. July, 506.75 up 7.25. December, 498.25 up 4.25. May soybeans, 1476.5 down 4.25. And November, 1225.75 up 3.25. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.